This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Dane Danger and Dante Harris. Yes, according to Jason Munns over at The Commercial Appeal, Memphis basketball crossed a critical transfer portal threshold with something to show for it. All AAC big man Dane Danger, who is out of college eligibility but is pursuing a waiver, and point guard Dante Harris took a big step towards returning to Penny Hardaway's Tigers for the upcoming season by opting not to enter the transfer portal before the April 22nd deadline. Players can still transfer after the deadline, but they would not be eligible for the upcoming season without a waiver from the NCAA. Danger and Harris are the only players on this season's roster who did not enter the portal by April 22nd. Of course, All-American P.J. Haggerty, P.J. Carter, Bracco Okoji, Jared Harris, Dink Yates, and Buna Kibe have entered the portal, although none has announced any subsequent moves. Danger was a revelation for the Tigers down the stretch, Munns writes, with 18.5 points, 8.5 rebounds over his final 16 games. Hardaway wants him back. Danger wants to return. Never mind the apparent mix-up between him and his agents recently. Of course, though, the issue with Dane is whether or not that waiver will actually occur. And with Dante Harris, it just gives the Tigers some depth in the front court. But I don't know. I mean, does this move the needle for you at all, Kevin?
No, I mean, no. It's just, I think it solidifies to me what we're being told here. You know, if this is like, if this is the big news for the portal for the Tigers, then.
I mean, if Dane, I guess this is the problem that I have. If you told me Dane was likely to get the waiver, well, that does make me feel a little differently. Because then you actually have an exciting player returning.
100%.
But it also feels like...
No doubt about it.
It feels like...
The star of the first half of the March Madness game for the Tigers.
But it just feels like, all right, well...
Well, what's going on with PJ?
That's cool.
Is there a replacement for PJ Haggerty? What's happening? So...
Yeah, Penny spoke yesterday. I mean, the way that I kind of interpret the message is he's not banking on it, but if things were to not go the way that PJ wants, the door was still open, as in they'd keep the seat warm for him, but they're not operating like he's coming back. I mean, to me, right. It's just going to be this question of how serious is PJ about playing point guard? Because if that really is the primary motivation, well, then he's not getting the $4 million.
I mean, what would you rather have, Jeffrey, $4 million or play point?
I think...
The point guard position.
I would clearly rather have the $4 million. I guess the question though is,
why does it matter? Like the position, I don't know.
He's trying to have his cake and eat it too.
Right.
So I want the high money, but people would be paying him as a two guard. But at the same time, my only NBA chance is at point guard. His size means he can't be a two at the NBA. He just can't guard.
But can he not just, like, I personally, and he could make his own decision here, but you take the most money that you can get right now, because if you're getting in the millions to play college basketball, which he's going to get, then take that money. Don't worry about your position, because at least you can G League it. If you really have a shot for the NBA, like, there's a path for you that's not necessarily this old traditional path.
I suspect that's what he's going to do.
I think what we have to realize is... But the Tigers don't have that money.
Well, so much of the college basketball transfer portal, so much of it is controlled by the agents. Because, A, there are so many players out there, there's no way to, like, really cover it kid by kid by kid. You're relying on the agents for the information. Therefore, they're going to present the information right. How they would like it. So, in the end, PJ's saying, I want $4 million and I want to play point guard.
He might get $3 million.
Basically, agents are doing what they agents do, which is, what's something you don't really care about, but we can make it seem like we're negotiating?
There you go.
The point guard aspect of it.
It's all about negotiation. Yeah.
I suspect the $4 million is the part that he cares the most about.
I mean, and as you should, because, I mean, I knew before, like, when you're playing college basketball, you're trying to position yourself to be successful in the NBA because that's where the money is at. But now, you can get the money now while you're playing college basketball. So it's totally different.
Yeah.
And I don't think you have to worry as much about playing a certain position.
The reason why I'm also a little skeptical of the whole point guard thing. When the Tigers were actively trying to re-recruit him.
Right.
Which is such an insane thing to say. Like, mm-hmm. that's how you're really re-recruiting your roster. Not even like every year, every game. Yeah.